most important in terms of our practice is that we must really observe our mind well. Every day, every moment, be watching your own mind, and then you will know what type of practitioner you are. All of those arising thoughts within one's own mind, one's attachment, one's desire, one's anger, one's afflictions, one's jealousy, one's arrogance. Where did they all arise from? They all arose from within our own minds, nowhere else. And use the mirror of your own awareness to see how these afflictions have arisen and where they've disappeared to. Gradually, let one's mind come to calm abiding, and one after the other, one after the other, observe. Repent, observe again, practice, and repeatedly repent. And then through this process, we start to see, oh, then our mind starts to become clear, luminous, and pure. And then we start to see being one with our Guru. And this is how it evolves, how it develops through accumulating merit. And it is also through faith that all of these lineage masters and the lineage continued, like water keeps on flowing from the mountains down the river stream. Down the mountain stream. Most important is our faith, our belief. How come there is a lineage that is continuing with the great perfection? How come is it that the great perfection lineage has been able to continue? It is because of belief. Belief in our Vajra Guru, which has enabled the lineage of the great perfection to be continued, to be transmitted till today. Without this faith, of course, we can practice. We can practice whatever we want. However, we wouldn't have the continuation of the lineage. This faith is the supreme reason, is the supreme practice. Through this, we have our Vajra Guru. And apart from the Vajra Guru, we have nothing. The benevolence of the Guru towards us is what is most, most important. And this is in terms of our material merits and our spiritual merits. And even if we have countless lives and we make offerings of these countless lives, it will never be sufficient to repay our Guru. Life after life, countless lives wouldn't be able to repay this kindness of the Guru, showing us his great compassion, benevolence, giving us these supreme pith instructions. Who gives us this? Nobody else. And if somebody else tries to tell us or teach us, we don't understand. However, we do when our Vajra Guru teaches us. Me, myself, I really don't have much at all. However, every day I am thinking of my Vajra Guru, His Holiness Lama Achu Krumpushi. And apart from this, I don't really practice anything else. I don't have any other state of realization. And finally, the only state of realization I have has come from following my Vajra Guru, from being in unity with him, from following his instructions, from following his every teaching word, by maintaining all his Dharma activities in a pure way. Engaging in Dharma activities according to his requests and his body, speech and mind. All of this has come because of Vajra Guru's body, speech and mind being one with my own body, speech and mind. That this life of mine may have so much more blessing and liberation and enlightenment. Really, any word, any sentence that is received from our Vajra Guru is so, so important. Just one sentence from our Vajra Guru is a lifetime's practice. As long as we understand this, if we have faith, then just one sentence we can follow according to that instruction of our Guru will be sufficient for this entire life. And this is in terms of every single lineage master in our lineage. This has come about, the realization has come about because of their faith, their unmoving belief in every word of their Vajra Guru, their inexpressible gratitude and cherishing, and from being in one with their supreme state of realization, which is inexpressible, and that boundless merit of when the boundless emptiness and state of realization of the Guru is one with our own state of mind. The state of mind when our mind is inseparable with that of our Vajra Guru. And the state of realization doesn't come from visualization. It comes from the blessing of our Vajra Guru and praying to our Vajra Guru. And then these great practitioners are really just in a state of unmoving belief and faith. They're not in any other state of mind. They are day and night, they are in this state of realization. And then at the time when they are facing death, it is the same. In reality, this type of practitioner doesn't experience the time of facing death. They are always just abiding in the state of the great perfection. This belief is incredibly important. And also, in that moment that we attain Buddhahood, it's also as a result of our belief. Nothing more important than this. Didn't Atisha say that whatever Dharma is not important, don't go and practice it. It's just a waste of time. Take those most auspicious supreme pith instructions given to us by our current day, this life's Vajra Guru, and apply them in our daily life. Apply them in the monastery, just like Trichwe Master when he left this world. And doing this, it doesn't matter whether you have been following the Guru for a long time or a short time, or whether we've been practicing for a short time. You see, every single one of us, one by one, we're going to face death. At this time, we will really see who has been practicing well and who hasn't. No need to say to me whether you have belief or don't have belief. At the time of death, we will see. The proof of the pudding will be when we are facing death. Every single one of us, one by one. If we practice well, this is our merit. Go home and practice well.